is me wittering on there, you know, finding out I'm going to get to listen Grove and Leslie with an L, you know, and I've forgotten me mate, me good mate, and Fevzi Turkamp, you know, from the Gadget Detectives. Or not. Don't worry, Fevzi, as we say in the business, I'm going to carry you over. I'm not going to curtail your time, but I do apologise for keeping you waiting.
No problem.
Just why have you made the voice a little deeper? Have you missed me? we haven't been together for a little while. Did you miss me?
Well, you know, the first time you stood me up, I didn't take it personally, but then the second time you weren't there either. I mean, you know.
You know how horrible Ella is.
Come on and find you talking to other people. I mean,
no, Ella's actually sent it to me. I thought the last time you won, those things were really good. I nearly tried to log on to my Amazon from Thailand to try and get that. Well, I just thought to myself, no, stop it. You're trying to get away from all of that. They're really good. Let's hope today's are as good. What's number one? This is our bi-weekly, fortnightly look at what's great in the world of technology and innovation. Where are we starting?
Sure. So the first gadget is from a brand called Agfa Photo. It's called the Relimove MC3X. And first of all, I want to say the Agfa name. It's so nice to see that sort of back with us. When I was a child, my grandfather was a professional photographer, and he loved Agfa film, and we used to, you know, spend time in our dark rooms developing, you know, film.
This was about to say that was a different type of camera, though.
Back then, yeah, they were film cameras. He used to shoot twin lens reflex cameras and all sorts of stuff. I mean, he was, you know.
You spent time in a dark room, didn't you?
I did, yeah. It explains a lot, actually.
Yeah, well, it does explain a lot, but the point I'm making really is that whilst they both would qualify as cameras, they worked so differently that it doesn't surprise me. Polaroid, Kodak, different, you know what I mean? It was a whole different thing, the digital to the kind of whole dropping in, dripping, yeah. And whatever.
It makes things so much different now. So as I say, it's called the Relimove MC3X. It's what's called a three-axis stabilized mini camera. Okay, so this is a small handheld camera which can shoot 4K video and also take still images as well. And, you know, a mobile phone can do that, of course, but what this has got is the three-axis stabilization. So sometimes you might see sort of professionals using a device called a gimbal.
I was about to ask you about that. I just don't want to make myself sound stupid straight away. Normally that takes me a couple of minutes. It is the gimbal, isn't it, without the camera?
So this is the gimbal built into the camera. So it's all in one lightweight, pocketable thing. So as I say, you can shoot 4K video with this. So three-axis stabilization, because we live in three dimensions, essentially it can do what a smartphone cannot, which is to stabilize in all 3 degrees of freedom, left, right, up, down, back and forth, you know. So let's say you're walking or even running or doing something that involves, you know, unsteady movement. Maybe you're hiking. Maybe you're vlogging, you know, where you like to walk along and put the camera in your face, you know.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, who is this for?
Well, so vloggers. So vloggers are people who, you know, will hold a camera out at arm's length. It's a wide-angle lens, so you can just do it at arm's length. But if you do that with a phone, even with its image stabilization on, it looks pretty ropey. It's almost unusable. But with this, you've got a sort of buttery smooth, almost professional level of stabilization, something that, as I say, exceeds anything that you'd get in a...
Making it sound expensive, Fevzi.
Well, I don't think it is compared to its competition. I think it's actually a well-priced...
Can you give the speech that I make you give every time you come on? Everything I recommend, I've tried, da-da-da-da. Please, thank you very much.
Yeah, I've tried this. It's very good.
You held it away from your head and went up and down and left to right.
Yeah, so you can, yeah, I did. I jumped around and got smooth motion. So it's got a built-in 3.5-inch screen that can be flipped into portrait mode or landscape, so wide or tall. So
have you got one screen so I can look at myself looking at myself?
You can look at yourself whilst you're shooting, so
yes,
you know that you're well framed.
I want to know it's me.
It's got built-in Wi-Fi as well, so once you've shot the video, it does come with a little micro SD memory card.
And can I upgrade that?
You can. It can go up to 0.5 terabyte of storage, which is
you're starting to sound better now. It's going to cost me more money.
You can upgrade to about half a day. It does come with a card, which is unusual, because normally you buy these things and then you haven't got in the box what you need. This thing, it's got a built-in rechargeable battery, built-in lithium-ion battery. I like the Wi-Fi because it means that you don't have to be constantly pulling out the card and plug it into an adapter. You can just zap it across to your tablet or whatever.
Come on. So I'll come back to you, I promise you.
This price, £299, currently £292, which I think is a bargain.
That is better than I thought. Not that I've got 200, 300 quid, but it might... See, I've just been trying to go to a concert. You're taking my concert money. That was going to be me and my wife, a memory for life, going to Stevie Wonder on the 12th of July. That I was going to surprise her. Now, I'm just going to have a camera taking pictures of the kids.
Yeah, so competitors to this would cost around £475. So, you know, I think at the price point, it's pretty good.
Right.
So 4 stars out of 5
well done.
For the Agfa Photo. I just love the fact it's still got that name. It's very old school.
Say it again then.
Agfa Photo. AGFA Photo, all one word.
Do not spell photo. Go on. And then, where am I going to get it
from? Because it's one word. Oh. You can get it from Amazon just about everywhere. It's called the MC3X.
Talking to Fevzi Turkamp. Don't be put off by his voice. He just puts it on. Are you mocking me? Sorry, that's from a Marvel film. You won't know that. But we're talking all things innovation, all things technical. We just talked to you about a camera, stabilizing camera, which is going to get a little time and attention in my eyes. I can tell you, it's an Agfa Photo, man, that can picture in 4K, 292. That's what it retails for, and it has the kind of stabilizing effect. Fevzi, what's number two?
Number two is from Aqara, A-Q-A-R-A. It's a smart lock, and this one's just been out a few days. It's called the U200 Lite, not to be confused with the U200, which is a higher-end device. So a smart lock is a lock that you attach to typically your front door, but it can be any locked door, and it operates the lock electronically, so you can unlock it wirelessly. You can tap your phone against it. You don't have to have a separate key, so your electronics becomes your key. It's also useful for people who maybe can't easily get to the door, you know, people with disabilities that would maybe struggle to get to the front door. They can say
can you do it with a fingerprint as well?
This one you can't. The U200, the non-light version, it does work with a fingerprint. It also works with a code that you can punch in. So I'll explain in a moment what the differences are, and I'll make a comment about that, because I think the Amazon Prime Day is coming up. I don't know why they call it Prime Day. It's from the 8th to the 11th of July. And I don't know if I'm meant to say this, but the U200, they'll kill me, the U200 is going to be on a huge discount, and it's going to get quite close to the price of this.
What do you mean if you don't know if you're allowed to say it? That's the purpose of having you on the show.
You know, some things are under embargo, but...
Well, I didn't hear it. Nobody heard. Did you? Jay, did you hear it? Ollie, did you? Nobody here heard it.
Nobody heard or understood. But there's still an argument for this. So this is a U200 Lite and the pre-existing one. So this device, it comes with what's called a near-field communication sticker. You can tap that. You can tap your phone. You can unlock it in a variety of ways. So essentially what you do is you fit it to the inside of the door. You take the key to the door. You put it in the keyhole from the inside. And then you install the lock on top of it. So effectively what this is doing is...
Can I do it, Fevzi?
Yeah, you can.
You know how big-fingered and badly coordinated I am. Can I do it, Fevzi?
You can certainly use it. In terms of setting it up, you can do, but it can be a bit fiddly to get the best out of it.
Right.
Because this complies with all sorts of standards.
That's a really important thing. I'm not a locksmith. I'm not very good with my hand. The only thing I'm good with, as you know, Fevzi, is my mouth.
Indeed. But what I would say to you is that this doesn't... It's not like you're having to remove your lock and install a new lock, which would be much more difficult. What this does, imagine, take the key, put it in the keyhole of the lock from the inside, and then you essentially screw this over the top of it. So what this device does is turn the key under smart control.
So you can see it? You can see the device, right?
Yeah, it's not hidden in any way, shape, or form. Effectively bolted onto the inside of the door. So, but just very, very clever. You can use Bluetooth. For those that know about technology, it supports what's called Matter over Thread. This is just standards that are very useful to have and give a lot more flexibility because it means it will integrate with Apple Home, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Smart Things, Home Assistant, as well as Akara's own system. So one of the things I like about Akara is they're quite agnostic when it comes to standards. It will work with almost anything, whereas you buy something from Google and it'll only work with Google stuff, or Apple will only work with Apple stuff. This will sort of span and work with all the different devices.
Give me an example of who would use such a thing.
Well, as I say, I mean, it's a convenience feature. You can actually set it up so as you approach the door, it unlocks. So if you tend to come into your front door with your hands full, that's useful. If you are a person that has limited mobility and it's not easy, you know, some people, if you can't, you don't even have to be, you know, fully disabled. But if your mobility is limited and you've got someone at your door, you know, a lot of couriers, they literally, I missed a courier delivery the other day. It took me 40 seconds to get to the door and he was gone. And, you know, obviously I live in a palatial mansion and 40 seconds is barely enough to get from one end to the other. So,
well, I woke up this morning to a thing behind a bin. I mean, I don't know where they threw it, but that's a whole different thing and we could do stuff on that.
So but imagine if you can't move quickly or indeed, you know, at all or get downstairs and so forth, this enables you to come in and out. It also enables you to allow people like cleaners or regular visitors to your home to get in and out without necessarily giving them a key. Having said all of that,
I don't really like that, Phibbs. You know I'm going to do it honestly, but that's something about my mate had one and we went to his mum's and he pressed the button and he can go in, so if anything happened to his mum he could always get in there and do it. But Peter in West Hampstead, who kind of has got a brain that works similar to mine and cursed with it, what if you get stuck outside of your room? Well, you haven't got the mobile, you run out of battery. Is there an override thing?
Yeah, use your key. You can still use your physical key. It's not stopping you operating the lock in the usual way because it's the same lock. You're not changing the lock.
This just goes over.
This is an actuator mechanism.
And Fezzi,
yep.
Adjust your tone. The way that you said that, just use your key. The only thing that was lacking was you idiot.
Well, obviously that's implied. So I don't think I need.
You know what I'm married, so I understand.
No, okay.
Use the key.
I, you know, you could actually use the key. No, that's still bad, isn't it? I can't help it.
I'm going to say that for Peter in West Hampstead. You would never, you're never talking to bad men like that.
Peter, if you still got your key, you can use that. Okay, let me just explain a couple of things. So this is the U200 Lite versus the U200. So you asked me, does it have, you know, fingerprints and so forth? So the U200, the differences are U200 supports fingerprint recognition unlocking. It's got a keypad on it, so you can do passcode unlocking. You can also set the passcodes to only work certain times of day. So, for example, again, if you've got, let's say, a cleaner coming in when you're not at home, maybe it'll only work between 2 and 3. Something like that. So again, more secure. It uses Apple Home Keys unlocking, which is this new thing of virtual keys from Apple. You can do temporary passwords. So it's got those things. Now, what I just want to say to you is this. Normally, the non-light version is considerably more expensive than this. So this unit costs about £128. The non-light version is going to come quite close in price to this around the 8th of July. So depending on whether you value those features, if you don't value those features and you're not going to use them, then £128.
Just get it now. What do you? How are you marking that one?
Four stars out of five.
All right. Right. Number three, please.
Okay. This is from a company called 12 South.
I like this one, by the way.
So this is written out in words, 12 South. It's called the AirFly Pro 2. And the primary use, or what they think is the primary use, is in the name AirFly. So this is for people traveling on aircraft. And you know when you've got the in-flight entertainment.
Yes, I do.
You might not want to put wired headphones in there, particularly if there's two of you watching the screen. What this thing does is it plugs into the auxiliary out, the headphone socket, And it turns that signal coming out of the device into wireless Bluetooth. And you can actually get that to feed up to two sets of headphones. So two sets of wireless headphones can work from this at the same time. But actually, it's a much broader device, because any device that has an auxiliary output, it can now be Bluetooth output, wireless output. So even your 1970s really high-end stereo that's got an auxiliary out on the separate amp suddenly becomes Wi-Fi capable. So that could either be
nobody's
headphones.
Got that. Nobody's got that in their house anymore.
No, I've still got mine. It's good.
Just so sad.
I'm not sad. It's the best. You know, it's. I tell you when it changed is when Apple launched the iPod. So when Apple launched the iPod, Steve Jobs said, oh, you can get 100 songs in here at once, which at the time was huge. It became about quantity, not quality. And prior to that, it was all about getting the best possible quality you could. So if you've got a device that's not Bluetooth capable, suddenly you can attach it to Bluetooth speakers wirelessly, or to Bluetooth headphones for entertainment purposes. But it does more than that. That's when it's a transmitter. But it can also be a Bluetooth receiver. It's literally got a little switch on it that turns it into a Bluetooth receiver. Here, let's say you're in your car. Anything that can play on your phone can then be beamed via the Bluetooth from your phone now into your car stereo, which
no,
now
instead
now has
of
got
me
Bluetooth.
Fiddling around with CarPlay.
Yeah. So you can use the in-car entertainment system or you know, the system on, you know, walkers,
crisps.
Know, treadmills. Yeah, you can use it on treadmills in gyms as well. So now if you've got a Bluetooth source like a mobile phone, you can then take advantage of speakers that aren't Bluetooth capable, such as your in-car stereo system. So suddenly you've got this really good, instead of listening to, you know, your favorite playlist on your phone in the car, you can do it properly. So all in all, rather good. I think you get about it's Bluetooth 5.3, which is the latest generation. Good for airplanes, cars, gyms, boats. I know you've got your own boat. So it's good for all of those things.
Yacht.
And yeah.
Yes. Can I ask you, I, because we've got a minute, right? Or so just what is Bluetooth? Because Bluetooth has turned up. Everybody's got it. Mm-hmm. Everybody accepts that it's fantastic. I bought a Bluetooth receiver the other day. So anywhere I go and there is a microphone, I put one end in the back of, take the wire out, put one end in the mixer, one end in the thing, and now I've got a cordless mic. It is tremendous. But what is it? People are starting to use it with the message from the from the powered speakers, and instead of using wires, can is there a simple way to explain what it is, and so, will we all be suffering from something in 10 years' time?
So Bluetooth is a convenience. It's designed as a replacement for connecting audio devices via a physical wire, a cable. So it's a short range thing. It's not like Wi-Fi that will reach all over your house. Bluetooth's got a shorter range. But it's still about 10 metres or so, still good. And it's just designed for that convenience.
And there's no downside.
Are you talking about health?
Yeah, I
would say probably not, because a Bluetooth signal, because it's got that limited range, it can actually be easily stopped. It's not going to...
Oh, right. Okay.
It's not like... if I were to worry about anything, and I don't particularly worry about it, but if I were to worry about anything, I'd worry more about Wi-Fi, or I'd worry more about the cell phone signal.
Yeah.
Because don't forget, your mobile phone is having to hit a tower that can be a mile or so away, maybe more.
That's how strong it has to be.
And it has, yeah. So that and the further away it is from a tower, the more it has to ramp up its transmitter amplifier. So if I were to worry about anything, I'd be more worried about that.
Take me through the what you're awarding this and how much it costs.
So $59.99, 4 stars out of 5.
And it is convenience, isn't it? I'm probably not going to put it in the car. I'm probably going to use it when I get on the plane, mostly, aren't I?
I think it's good for all sorts of things. I really like, myself, I like the idea of upgrading established, you know, yes. So you don't have to buy the latest yes. thing. You can just upgrade, you know, you might have a really good sound system and it just might not happen to have Bluetooth. And it's not the end of the world, but it's a convenience. And the other thing I would say about this is not all Bluetooth audio is the same. You know from your professional work that you have audio codecs, right, ways of encoding sound. This uses aptX HD, which is a very high quality way of transmitting sound wirelessly. So the compromise in sound quality compared to a wire is minimal. Most people wouldn't really notice the difference. And it gives over 25 hours of battery life, 4 stars out of 5, just a shade under £60.
One quick one for me. You got anything else?
One quick one. I'll just do this one. This is from a company called Arturia. It's a French company. They make synthesizer software and hardware.
How do you get a synthesizer on at least once every month or so?
Self-discipline. Otherwise, it should be 2 or 3, but I'm just holding myself back. So you might know, if you've got particularly if you've got an iPhone or an iPad, there's a whole shed load of these apps that can run on it that turn your phone into a synthesizer. But it's really,
what's that garage thing that I've got on my
phone? Yeah, garage band. Yeah. So, but trying to play any of them on the little on-screen keyboard is nearly impossible. You might have software synthesizers running on your computer. You might even have hardware synthesizers, and you might even have one, you know, from the 70s or 80s that use a bygone standard for triggering them. This thing is a controller keyboard from Arturia. It's called the KeyStep 37. It's a 3-octave piano-style keyboard. The keys are not full size. They're what are called slim keys, but they are quite playable considering that they're not full size. So, first of all, it's a keyboard that allows you to play your software and hardware synthesizers, but it does more than that. It's got a built-in arpeggiator, which makes you sound good, even like me, when you can't really play. So if you hold down more than one key,
is that auto-tune?
It cycles. No, it cycles between the notes in a particular order. So it can go up and down or at random. So you just hold a chord and it will do that. Or you play single notes and it turns them into chords.
What kind of music do you play?
I like electronic music from the 80s.
Give me an example.
Things like Depeche Mode, Yazoo.
Is that the concert that we'd go to then? If we were going to a concert together, we'd go and watch Depeche Mode, would we?
I don't know if I'd go and see them now, but they've
well, sort, we're going
Depeche
to
Mode's
a concert.
Been on a journey. Well, I'd quite like to see the Human League again.
Really? Is that the one you'd go for?
I don't know. I've seen Blondie twice. I don't know if they're still going to... Are they still touring? I suppose they
probably
are.
Probably. Is Debbie with them?
Yeah.
Because he isn't Blondie without her, is he?
No, she used to wear a rubbish bag and still look amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, I don't think we were able to objectify people like that.
Or rubbish bags, in fact.
was it an extra large one or a very strong black plastic bag? Right, can you tell me how much and how many marks?
Yeah, so the reason why I've gone for this today, this is normally just over £160, currently £115.19 at Amazon UK. Other retailers are available. At that price, 4.5 stars out of 5.
I think you've got synthesizers. Like Ollie's with us, he's got guitars, right? And I've got battery packs. What is it about us guys? You can justify having however many, but you just need that one more.
I'll let you into a secret. I don't play guitar, but I found myself at Denmark Street on my birthday. And I saw this beautiful cherry red electric guitar, 6-string electric guitar. And I loved it. And I said, Fosey, what are you going to do with that? You don't play the guitar.
Put it up on the wall.
I forced myself to go home. And then the next day I woke up and the first thing I thought of was the electric guitar. So I went back to Denmark Street and I bought it and I put it on the wall. And my logic is this. I could have paid that money for a work of art and looked at it and been happy. No one would say, oh, well, what do you do with it? You just look at it and enjoy it.
The older I get, is the more I understand. I wish I'd known this when I was a youngster. People use arguments to justify what they want to do, and they use arguments to justify what they don't want to do.
Firstly, you can't fault my logic.
I can't fault... Just as long as you're happy and every 2 weeks I can
ecstatic.
Call you. God bless you. The Gadget Detective, Fevzi Turkamp.